Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
I have early memories of a bayou that became a prominent geographical feature in my life. Sometimes I even think I know quite a bit about the stream and its attendant swamp. This bayou was allegedly named for someone in a clan of Frenchmen who had ties to the region. Some historians point to Jean-Baptiste Darbin, or Darbon, the son of Jean-Baptiste Darbon of Natchitoches. Others think it was the ancestor of these men, Gaspard Darbin, a Canadian hunter who traveled with Louis Juchereau Saint-Denis to the Red River country in 1714. In any event, it is now labeled on maps as Bayou Darbon, not to be confused with a lesser stream in St. Landry Parish called Bayou Darbon, but lacking the apostrophe in its correct spelling. With more than 400 named bayous in Louisiana, an apostrophe is relevant. The French and other Euro-Americans were late comers on the landscape. If the bayou were uncoiled and stretched straight to depict a timeline, the original people would be noted first in the headwaters of the upper reaches, drifting downstream for thousands of years until contact with Caucasians somewhere near White's Ferry, just a couple of miles above the mouth of the bayou. There, water of the two cultures would roil with twisting currents for several hundred yards in time until the New World people evaporated as a race 2 centuries before flowing into the present. Another approach to consider human time and place comparisons uses generational counts. Native people lived along Bayou Darbon for 400 generations. After contact, they were contemporary with people of European and African ancestry for 4 generations before disappearing. As latecomers, we have now been present about 9 generations. In the field of psychology, the term genetic memory is defined as that memory we are born with. It originates in the idea that over time, common experiences of humans as a species become a part of our genetic code. If so, it can be said that my memories, which relate to knowledge concerning Bayou Darbon, will equal that of the last Native Americans that paddled the sinuous stream in about 310 generations.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.